the book Hebrews, part 335. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Sugi required any of the books which I've written, especially I'm thinking about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. It's not the Bible that I've written, but I have had a couple of copies printed because I have printing rights and distributing rights and reviewing rights. I've got all the rights from the American trustees of the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, and I do have a couple of copies available. Should you be interested, you can contact me and I can discuss it with you. You will find me at my WhatsApp number. It says a plus 27 international code, and the number is 0722 367 124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on my right hand side on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, you are so very welcome. I ask you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that you are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family and everybody that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. What a privilege. I can't wait to continue with this study that we are currently busy with. Hebrews 13 verse 4. Apostle Paul is addressing marriage here. He says marriage is honorable in all, in honorable. Now yesterday morning I spoke about a couple of points that we need to take care of in our marriage. I want to continue in saying that as the years progress in marriage, it happens that we all get older. We don't look the way we used to look, and we don't do the things we used to do. There's wrinkles coming, and there's gray hair coming. But you know what? Those are the things that's supposed to make your marriage firmer. If your marriage is built upon the rock of all ages, Yahushua. If your marriage is built upon the revelation gospel of Yahushua and the redemption blood of Yahushua, wrinkles and gray hair won't have effect in your marriage. Is a part of continuing aging in life. The Bible says it will happen. We are not to be like we used to be when we were 25, 27, and even the ladies. Somebody once said, if you look at the ladies in grade 12, they were young girls in grade 12, and you would admire them just to date one of them, take them out somewhere, have a good time together, have a picnic together, or go horse riding or something, and they were not interested in you. No, this, and then the person says, when you look at these very same young ladies 60 years later at a school reunion, or let's say 40 or 50 years later at a school reunion, you wouldn't want to take them out. You know what? They also wouldn't want to take you out. Because they're all wrinkled and they're walking, and some have got walking sticks and others have these little 4x4s as they push when they walk. There are some of them that's strong and fit. And please, ladies, I'm not discriminating. I'm just saying, what has happened? Age has taken its toll. Life has gone through, and the same with the men. That guy that used to look like Tarzan, muscles and black hair and moustache, and oh, he can hardly walk. He can hardly pick up a 10 kilogram of sugar. He's gone. He had it. That's life. That's the body. The body is to deteriorate. And that's why when we are young in our marriage, I always say to people who are to be married, marriage is not going to be moonshine and roses. In the next 3 months, 6 months, year, the honeymoon is going to be over. And then it's something else. And that's after the honeymoon, which we will see the real colors coming forth. One of the things in marriage that is very important is to understand my spouse. And also my spouse to understand me. Not one of us always feels the same every day. It is not to say because something was this way yesterday, it will be this way today. Why? Because both parties might be at the office or at work or at home or may have different obstacles to deal with, which change the emotional setup. And this is what we must understand. For us physical to connect, we need to connect emotional, first of all. And the problem with a lot of people today is they want to function today or tonight as it was yesterday. It's impossible. Bible says marriage is honorable in all. When we have Yahushua in our lifeboat, it reminds me of the disciples being on the boat, and then the storm came about and it seems like they were going to sink. And then the disciple starts to throw some stuff overboard, making the boat lighter, throwing the water out. And then somebody realized that Yahushua's in the boat on the bottom part and he's asleep. And they went and they woke him up and they said to Yahushua, "Do you not care that this boat is about to sink?" And he addresses them and he says, "Little faith, little faith." The answer is in the boat. But first they would try themselves to make it float, being afloat. And a lot of times in marriage, especially men, will try the utmost best to make this boat afloat. Throw some of the stuff overboard. Have a bucket, try and keep the water out of the boat. And then after we've tried everything and still it's a mess, then we remember that Yahushua's in the boat. Then we want to call him and say, please, don't you care that we are sinking? And then he will say, your little faith. In this life boat that we are in, as a married couple, we need to invite Yahushua in this boat. Otherwise, it will never be afloat. It will never continue to the end. You will not make it till the end. And what is wonderful about the word is that Yahushua wants to be part of every marriage. Marriage to Apostle Paul was a dear thing, although he was never married. Don't find that he was married. But marriage to Yahushua was so important that when, after he was immersed by John the Immerser, and Father revealed his right hand into him, Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8, when the Ruach came down on him and the voice said out of heaven, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. The very first place we find him to do a miracle is not in the hospital, is not in the temple or the synagogue. We find him at a marriage occasion. And what does he do? He performs a supernatural miracle. So much so that when they drank the wine, they said to the bridegroom, why did you keep the best wine for last? So the wine Yahushua made, and I just want to say, it was a non-alcoholic wine. Because Yahushua won't give somebody wine that will make him drunk to drink. Coming back. The fact that he's at the wedding occasion actually confirms the fact that he blessed the marriage. He has given his seal of approval being present at the marriage. So we as Yafist with a V, we, even if we became Yafist afterwards and we've made a lot of mistakes in our marriage and we messed up a bit and then we come to repentance and then we were immersed, and that's why it's very important that a husband and a wife together must study the word, studying in the revelation word, in order for Yahweh to reveal himself in both lives, because that's going to be necessary for the two halves of the puzzle to fit together and be able to make it to the end. Because if they do not find each other in the gospel, the revelation word, that can also stir waves. The one wants to be a Yahwist, and the other one wants to be part of a traditional church system or organization. What must happen in marriage when this happens? When one of the two parties becomes a full-blooded Yahwist, is to allow the other party to find their way, keeping me in faith and in prayer and in study, sharing with the other part of my life whatever word Yahweh gives us, in order to make it work. Yahweh has a plan with every one of us. Everyone. The one might find the truth immediately, the other one takes a bit longer. But let's not run away from each other. Let's run to each other. And the wonderful part of it all is Yahweh will make a way if we stay true and loyal to the revelation word. So the week has gone. The week has gone. There's a whole weekend in front of us. Let's use the opportunity this week to do the best we can, we possibly can, and live the word unto the glory of Yahushua. Till next week, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.